I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Check cashing any amount, anytime. Free bill pay, including all local utilities, electric, water, cable, phone, anytime. Prepaid debit card, load money, anytime. And, oh yeah, get a loan, anytime. Visit one of our 24/7 locations and get the cash and anything else you need today. Advance Financial, welcome.
Advance Financial will cash any check for any amount. Money orders, payroll checks, government checks, insurance checks, out-of-town checks, and those hard-to-cash checks. Advance Financial will cash your check when no one else will. We always say yes, and no check is too big. $10,000, $20,000, $50,000. Any check, any amount. Visit one of our 24/7 locations or online at af247.com to get the cash you need today. Advance Financial. Welcome.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by The Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey. Who that? Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, cause now I'm getting hot enough to with one and stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my table's turned. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? I got that flame. Who that? I got that flame. Who that? I got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to your Monday. It is June 17th, and plenty to get to today, including a blockbuster deal in the NBA. John, when you saw it, did your eyes get big?
Yeah, they got big, for sure. I don't.
Mine, too.
Probably not for the reasons most people would expect or predict. I mean, I don't think it was because the Lakers got Anthony Davis. It was what it took for the Lakers to get Anthony Davis,
or at
least what they were willing to give up to get Anthony Davis.
Well, they saved one thing that I've loved.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Kyle Kuzma.
Yep.
They did not have to give him up, but they did give up, as you said, quite the haul. We will certainly get to that. John, how about Gary Woodland?
Absolutely. What a day for golf.
Yeah.
What a day for golf. Always good. It's always good when somebody that nobody has ever heard of wins.
Held off Brooks, don't call me Bruce Koepka.
That's
two-time
right.
Two-time defending champ, John.
That's right.
They called him Bruce, bro.
Yeah, they did. They quickly corrected, but I know everybody was locked in on their Father's Day to what was a great afternoon of U.S. Open action.
I love how we can get into the golf just smoothly on this show and then get right out of it.
It was Gary Woodland again. What a career.
You got to feel good for him.
Absolutely. I learned a lot about him, that he used to be a basketball player.
Oh, that's more than I thought you'd know about.
Division II. He was a Division II basketball player, and he said he got out of basketball because he had to guard Kirk Heinrich. So I learned that about him. That's cool. I can relate to that a little bit. Like, that's about it, though. That's about it. Anyway, congratulations to Gary Woodland for winning the U.S. Open.
Happy Father's Day, too. Belated there. All the fathers. Hope you had a good day yesterday.
Yeah, so here's what we have going on the show today. At 12:25, we're going to be joined by former Phoenix Suns general manager, now Radio.com sports insider, Ryan McDonough. We will talk to him about the deal over the weekend, what he thinks of the haul for David Griffin, and then also, you know, what he thinks about Anthony Davis in L.A. And sort of where they go from here, because they're obviously not done. They obviously have to get some things done in free agency and beyond. So now I think it gets really interesting. You know, how do you manage the rest of the roster? You know, when you think about, you know, Golden State and even going as far back as Miami, right, when they sort of, you know, assembled their super team.
Mm-hmm.
You had Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, LeBron. They were important, but they also had Udonis Haslam. They also had sort of Ray Allens and Mike Millers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to find those guys. The Warriors had Sean Livingston, you know, Andre Iguodala. These were sort of secondary guys who ended up stepping up big for them. And you got to be able to maneuver the salary cap. You got to be able to spend your money wisely. And now that's the next step for the Los Angeles Lakers. They do have some cap room, so they do have room.
But right. Do you go after one big guy or do you
exactly.
spread that money around?
Exactly.
Some options here.
Yeah,
some
so we'll talk to Ryan McDonough about that and more at 12:25. Then at 1:25, we'll be joined by Jason Fitz. Jason Fitz, of course, you know him from Golic and Wingo, joins us every single week. We will talk to him about this trade and more with him at 1:25. A few things that we also are going to discuss today. OJ is on Twitter. This was something that was a big deal for me.
You texted me earlier about this.
Over the weekend.
I'd already seen it. You were late. Why is this huge news to you?
Well, it's not just huge news to me. It's huge news to hundreds of thousands of people, apparently.
But what do you mean? That's how many people followed him already?
Yes.
Good grief.
He has like 400,000 followers on Twitter.
Has his son followed him yet?
I
noticed he follows his son. Has his son followed him back?
I don't actually have time to comb through all 400,000 followers to tell you.
Well, it's easy because, again, he only followed four last time I checked. One of them, his son, it was easy to tell.
Yeah. 645,000.
Good grief.
Is what O.J. Simpson is up to.
What, he come on Friday or Saturday or something? When was the first week?
Yeah, it was Friday.
Okay.
It was Friday.
My goodness.
And he doesn't actually tweet. He posts videos.
Yeah, I just saw the one. Is there more now? I just saw the first one.
He's got three.
You can tell I'm not a follower.
And the latest video, he addresses the rumors of him being Khloe Kardashian's father.
Okay, you've always thought that.
He is off to a rollicking start on Twitter. Is O.J. Simpson? So we have to discuss that. It is draft week, of course.
Of course,
we'll be out at the Bluff on Thursday.
Join us.
A writer from a publication that we cannot name has a piece out. About he's talked to scouts. He talked to several scouts about the top 60 players in the NBA draft. So we will get to that and more throughout the course of the show.
Are you excited about Thursday?
Yes, it'll be.
The face is coming.
It'll be a good time. The face is on the way for sure. All right, but the big news of the weekend was the trade. Went down on Saturday. Saturday night, the Lakers and the Pelicans agreed to a deal. Here is the final tally. The Lakers are sending to New Orleans Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, Josh Hart, the number four pick in the 2019 NBA draft. Their pick, if it falls within the top eight in 2021, otherwise it turns into an unprotected 2022 first rounder. They will swap first round picks in 2023. And then the Lakers, to top it all off, will send an unprotected first round pick in 2024 just for Anthony Davis.
I like it for both sides.
I do think
a lot of people doing the who won the trade today.
Yes,
you know, it's the obvious follow up.
NBA trades don't have to be a zero sum game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There can be two winners.
Let me present it to you. I'll present it to you with. Let's get into this with a question. Are you surprised by what the Pelicans were able to pull from this? Are you surprised by how big a haul it was?
Absolutely.
I have to agree with you.
I'm shocked
because how many real suitors were there?
Boston had pulled out.
Yeah.
Minimal.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
I mean, for a guy like him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I was. That's the
it's
part
a heck
for
of a
me.
Job by Griffin. There's no
it's
David
like,
Griffin.
It's like a long like scroll. It was like it kept coming and coming. And I'm like, goodness gracious, four first round. Like what? Like forget the players for a minute, right? Because you know Josh Hart, okay, decent player. Brandon Ingram, we don't know.
Got some health questions.
Lonzo Ball, like okay, you know maybe he will turn into a really good player with Zion Williamson. But
he will.
The picks though, like and who knows how good these picks will be?
Mm-hmm.
But that's a lot. And unprotected for the most part.
I think you're a little bit more googly-eyed than I am about it, although I am with you that it's an unbelievable haul for the point that they were at again, because I don't know how many serious suitors you had, right? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this, because I've said it the entire time, I've talked about it, you know, when this first came up, obviously Rich Paul, LeBron trying to get this done during the season, you saw what it did to them. Kuzma was my guy. I always said, if you can do this without, I was willing to give up everything, just like Boston and apparently how they feel about Jason Tatum. I felt that way about Kuzma. Everybody's talking about today, okay, are the Lakers going to go out and get a third guy? Are they going to go get Kemba, right? It doesn't feel like Kyrie that's happening. I talked about that last week because it sure would be a nice fit.
Mm.
But feels like Kyrie wants his money. Feels like he wants to go to Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? So do they go out and get a Kemba, or do they spread this thing? Do they spread that 23 to 32, whatever it's going to be? Do they spread that around and sort of fill out the – but you've kept a guy, I feel like, who can be the third guy, Brad. A guy who in Kyle Kuzma, what, averaged 19 last year? His rebounding numbers were a little bit down last year because, again, you were depending on him more as a scorer last year, particularly when LeBron was out. But this is a guy who could be a part of a young third piece. And so with that, John, not giving him up, I would lean towards spreading that money around because we've seen how much depth matters. It came back to haunt Golden State this year. You talked about when the run started, right? They had all that good depth. That's what came back to hurt them. And it certainly helped Toronto and put them over the top this year. So instead of focusing on, hey, a Kemba or something like that, you talked about a Jimmy this morning. I don't know about all that. What I do is shore up that roster, and all of a sudden you're looking at a title contender for the next couple of years, I'd say.
I agree with you. I
maximize it if you're the Lakers.
It's not sexy, right? It's not sexy to come out and say that both teams were victors in the situation.
Well, most folks are leading Pelicans if you don't say both teams won, where most people are at.
Anthony Davis is 26 years old. Okay, like he is an awesome basketball player.
And Kuzma's 23.
Yeah,
if I'm right.
And so, that's why the Lakers are the odds-on favorite right now to win the 2020 NBA championship. I mean, that is why, because they're getting an all-star, perennial all-star. You know, a guy who can cover defensively for LeBron, right, in many situations.
Well, yeah, and LeBron and AD, they now have two of the three players with the highest career per in the history of the NBA. And the two of them. There's Michael Jordan. Then there's LeBron and AD in terms of per career, NBA history.
And I know
that's why they're titled.
Like, people will point to New Orleans and they will say, well, look what happened when Anthony Davis was, you know, look what Anthony Davis did when he was, you know, the guy. And the reality of it was the roster management when he was in New Orleans was never really that great. And obviously he's never played with somebody who is nearly in the same stratosphere as LeBron James. So you will see a different Anthony Davis. I mean, there is no question about it.
Well, what the Lakers better hope on is that they get the healthy Anthony Davis. Because here's the one thing. You're right. Roster load management, all that's played into it some. But he has never, I don't want to say never proven he can be fully healthy because he's had a couple of 75-game seasons. But gone the full 82? And the days of that with these superstars probably done.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We
especially with what we saw with Kawhi and how well that worked. But you need him healthy, and I'm not going to sit here and say, well, Brandon Ingram's got health concerns. Who knows if that plays out for the Pelicans, and not say the same thing about Davis. He's got those. He's got to prove that he can be healthy for full season for years and years.
Yeah, exactly. Now, for the other side, so yes, the Lakers, they did what they had to do. They have to maximize LeBron's prime.
Absolutely.
They could not wait another day.
Well, the prime is over.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Wow, this is on the come
LeBron's
on.
LeBron's prime is
hadn't
over.
He been through his prime. This is on the down. This is on the downside of his right. He's on the downside now.
Okay, he's on
right.
The,
I mean, he's come on, the, prime.
He's on,
prime.
He's on the other
prime
end of
is
his
at
prime.
Your best.
But he. I mean, you can't say LeBron James isn't still in his prime though. Like you can't.
He's at, if it's his prime, it's the end of his prime.
I mean, he averaged 27-8-8 last year.
I realize that and sustained in terms of injury, probably the worst one for him in terms of sitting out.
Well, he knew how much of a disaster it was. There was no need to come back.
Well, he was part of the disaster trying to get this done during last season last year.
Well,
with Rich Paul.
That is true. I'm still going to say that back end, but I will still say LeBron is well, in his prime.
I just
want to
make sure he wasn't in the middle of his career here.
No,
prime
no.
like that.
Mm-hmm. No, he's got about.
Grief.
But you know, would it shock
you
if LeBron James is playing it at age 40?
Oh no, yeah, no, it wouldn't shock me.
You know, so that's still 5-6 more years. At any rate, we know what the Lakers are getting in Anthony Davis, and obviously now they are the odds-on favorite to win the NBA championship next season. For New Orleans, as far as I'm concerned, this has been the summer of small markets because, I mean, first of all, look at the NBA draft lottery. The Pelicans get number one. The Grizzlies get number two. Yep. That's a win for small markets. And then in this situation, how many times in history have we seen a small market who is basically over a barrel for their franchise player, right? Like Anthony Davis is leaving.
He wasn't
going to
play. I told you, that's all folks.
And the Pelicans in many ways were bent over a barrel, yet this trade would not suggest that. Flashback to Powell. You know, I mean, I know there have been other situations where small markets have had to trade guys, but that's just a high-profile one here locally. The Grizzlies, when Powell demanded out, the Grizzlies got Kwame Brown, Javaris Crittenden, who is now in jail for shooting people, Aaron McKee, who I don't even think ever made it.
Oh, my
He's Coach McKee now to you.
Two first-round draft picks and the draft rights to Marc Gasol, who ended up an amazing, yes, you know, mm-hmm, throw-in. Yeah. But at the time, that's all it was considered was a throw-in. Nobody ever knew if Marc Gasol would ever make it. Like, how good was he? He was like 312 pounds at the time. So it's not like, I mean, this looks like one of the worst trades on paper of all time, and that's what people said at the time. Greg Popovich wanted the NBA to intervene.
He came out. Yeah.
You know, he was like, the Grizzlies just helped the Lakers win a championship, which, of course, they did. They did. In comparison, New Orleans looks like they got out with a robbery here.
That it doesn't compare. I mean, particularly with it's the picks. But I'll tell you this. And no, am I as high on him as I was when you had De'Aaron Fox and I had Lonzo Ball? No. That dude has once he can get healthy, I think Zion Williamson, a healthy Brandon Ingram, that's an exciting team that you can get behind. And with all those picks, John, there's their future to go with that exciting team right now.
Yes.
So to your point, small market wins. I think, you know, we kind of luck out there with the Ja Morant, and that's where it ends, John. We'll see if we can luck up in terms of what you get back from Mike Conley. You hope that framework's going to be nice. Certainly won't be anything close to this. But, no, you're right on the small market thing. Certainly was a good deal for the Pelicans because, again, you can talk about this team exciting. Probably, you know, is it better than the Grizzlies? Who knows what I'm saying? But their future is right there with all those picks.
Oh, I think it's better than they're
more exciting.
Their present and their immediate future is definitely they used to be a peer. They have now surpassed you.
Well, they have because you didn't know what was gonna you figure AD if he's there, he's sitting out next year.
Exactly.
With that, Grizzlies above him. With this, no.
I feel good for New Orleans fans because this is exciting. Like this is so much more exciting and, you know, a better product. I mean, Lonzo Ball,
like
Zion Williamson.
Yeah,
Josh Hart's a nice, a nice player.
Nice piece.
He's never going to be an all-star or anything like that, he's a solid guy, you know. Brandon Ingram, you know, we'll see what happens with him. He's proven he can score in this
league. He's healthy because he's a gifted player.
Yeah, he's proven to be a scorer in this league, so – you know, they got better.
Julius Randle got better last season.
Yeah. Now he is declining his player option, so we will see if he ends up staying. But I mean, if he does, that team will be.
Oh, I think you have to keep him.
Is it not the most exciting young nucleus in the league?
Oh, I don't know about all that.
Who's more exciting, young nucleus?
The Hawks here are going to have something nice here with a couple of picks here. So we'll see what they do with them.
Well, they don't have Zion.
No, they don't.
I mean, they don't have Zion. So Zion, Lonzo, you know, Brandon Ingram, Josh. I mean, you know, this is a – and then plus, obviously, the next few years of picks that they will have.
How about the Nuggets and what you're hearing from about Porter?
Yeah, because they –
Don't forget about him.
They have Jokic and
yeah, you're talking about Young and the ones that, I mean, a nice mix there. Will Barton?
It's close.
Okay. I mean, Michael Porter is doing, you know, have you not heard the offseason reviews on him that he's going to come in – and shock people this season?
Well, I would hope so.
You know, you throw that into the mix with what Denver's got. I don't know. I'm playing devil's advocate with you, but they're right in terms of excitement.
Yeah,
young
like
nucleus.
They have gone from an irrelevant franchise that was
depending
never going to do
Brandon
anything.
Brandon Ingram and yeah.
To I now, mean, you put them in that conversation.
Lonzo and Zion.
Now, that's a fun nuke. That's a fun dynamic there. You know, and so like that. My point is, typically,
I'm buying my season tickets. I'm in New Orleans. I want to see it first.
Wow, you're not buying season tickets. Zion,
brother. I realize we've said there's the potential to be LeBron type in what he brings to your small market, right? In moving things. But you saw this man explode a shoe. We've never seen anything like this with his size and weight either. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you have to consider how long is his playing career going to be. You understand what I'm saying? There's that, and then there's what is he? I'm not questioning
him. Look, you're buying season tickets if you're in New Orleans.
Me?
Yes.
Not me?
Yes.
I'm waiting.
In this world, you're not a radio host who lives at a radio station where you get partnerships with the NBA team.
You gonna tell me Brandon Ingram's fully healthy first?
You are going to get at least a package. You are getting a season ticket package.
Man, that is a Saints town, bruh. Until further notice.
But you are sitting here telling me that you would not be a season ticket holder for the New Orleans Pelicans.
Do I have Saints season tickets?
Well, yes. Money's no object.
If money's no object, of course.
Okay, if money is an object,
then I'm holding off.
What they need to do?
Dude, I got a Mazda 6 sitting outside. I don't know why y'all looking at me like I got three eyes here.
I'm just saying.
I'd be waiting. I'm sure the New Orleans fan that was already all in, of course, they're there. And the ones that were fringe fans, of course, they're there. They got Zion. But I'm telling you, it'd be a choice for me if I got Saints and I got one or the other. I'm not necessarily jumping on.
Okay, well, that is different because, I mean, NFL season tickets are expensive.
NFL. All day long, and it's a Saints town.
But let's just say.
I mean, they're right there. The Saints are right there, dude.
Let's say you're.
In terms of contender.
Oh, for sure.
Yes, that's and what I'm saying. Am I ready to jump off that boat to go? Invest in Zion.
Hold on, wait a minute.
And Lonzo?
You're not an NFL fan. You're more of a college football guy.
I think this argument is putting me in a position where it sounds like I don't like the haul they got, and I don't want to be put in that position because, again, I love the haul. It's massive. It's absolutely massive. Their future's right there. Everything about it's right there. I'm just telling you about me and how I would spend.
Yeah,
I would wait and see.
You would have to be – it'd have to be proven to you before you jump in.
Again, I'm in a 2006 car it's paid for. I like riding with no note.
Yeah.
That's how I roll.
Well, you can spend that money elsewhere is all I'm saying. I'm already
spending it on Saints.
If I'm a Pelicans fan, take that out.
Well, then, y'all are looking at it, it should be sold out today.
No, I would take on a carload to get
it. It should be
tickets.
Sold out today. According to y'all, the way you're looking at this.
If I'm a New Orleans resident today, I cannot believe my luck. I cannot believe my luck.
Are you buying them? You already bought. You bought when you won the draft lottery.
Yes.
Because this is about Zion.
Yes.
This ain't so much about you're buying now because you got Brandon and Josh.
Correct.
You were already buying.
But
your argument here is a little.
But we did add.
Those folks already bought in.
We did add. We added at least two starters, though.
Now, if Zion come to Memphis, don't get me wrong. I'm all in. I want to make sure all my parameters are clear here.
You're saying you needed Kuzma to be all in is what you're saying. Now, Kuzma, you're on
Kuzma
the floor.
Kuzma averaged almost 19. He's ready to explode as a player and future star.
Kuzma, and you're on the floor. Is that fair?
Kuzma, I'm in. I don't think I'd be able to afford on the floor.
Okay, but you it is as close to the floor as you could be.
You better believe it. That's how much belief I've got in Kyle Kuzma. You hear Austin Nichols talk about that man.
Nichols?
He ended Austin's career, basically.
Oh, in the draft workouts. Yeah, I remember that.
He exposed him.
But now we know Kuzma's going to be a really good NBA player.
That's what I'm saying. He exposed a lot of people, man. That's what I'm saying.
At the time, maybe it felt worse than it was.
Kuzma, good player. His three-point shooting went down. I pay close attention to Kyle Kuzma. I cannot believe they didn't have to give him up in this deal.
Yeah.
That's the one. That's my take on this.
Yeah.
You won't hear that today. Everybody's talking about Brandon and everybody else.
I mean, if you wanted to,
Kyle Kuzma.
But the reality is you don't live in New Orleans. You very rarely go to New Orleans, so this is not something that's particularly relevant to you.
It's not something hot. Yeah. It's me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it.
As it relates
to
the Memphis Grizzlies.
You've already bought them because you bought them with Zion.
That is correct. I mean, that is correct for sure. But I'm probably upgrading after this news. I'm probably calling my season ticket rep and I'm saying, yo, how much closer can I get within my budget?
You're new money.
Yeah,
you can spend.
I guess you're right.
You didn't have Father's Day yesterday. You're free.
Yes.
You can spin.
Yes, that is correct. As it relates to the Memphis Grizzlies, obviously you're not thinking you're in any kind of contention right now. It's a matter of compiling young assets. I do think the Pelicans very clearly pass you, though, on the.
I'd be mad at this if the Grizzlies hadn't lucked up and gotten the two pick.
I would not like talking
about this Pelicans news as much.
Yeah, that
you
is true.
You understand what I'm saying?
Because you're going to add a dynamic young player.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, speaking of which, I saw something today, though, on John Morant, and maybe we get to it later, but since I'm thinking of it, we might as well get to it now. There's a publication that every year, an author from that publication catches up with an NBA scout.
Mm-hmm.
It's called like the Fence or something, right? And what the scout said about Ja Morant, and I, this feels a little insulting, honestly. But the scout said he's a more dynamic, and he meant this as a compliment, which boggles my mind. But a more dynamic TJ Ford.
Oh my lord!
That's not what I'm.
Ugh,
I'm not looking.
T.J. Ford?
That's not my... Story.
How do you watch Ja Morant and think T.J. Ford?
Well, nothing. You don't like... Nothing triggers you more than bad player comps.
Ford?
When they compare poor James Wiseman to John Henson, you about ready to go out into the streets. Take to the streets. You got it changed, too. I don't know if you can get this
I
one
did.
Changed, brother.
I mean, T.J. Ford averaged 11 points for his career.
Kind of makes you sick to a little bit sick to your stomach.
And he hasn't been in the league in like 8 years.
What about Mike Schmitz?
Now he did say more dynamic.
Mike Schmitz said this man can be the number one point guard and big man combo in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about he's the best. He's a more athletic TJ Ford.
The best season statistically for TJ Ford came in 2008, 2009. He averaged 15 points a game, 5.3 assists, and shot 34% from three.
If he's TJ Ford, you better keep Mike. We holding on to you, Mike.
They might as well, like, I mean, they got to trade down then. You know, you got to trade out of number two. Got to draft R.J. Barrett.
Go, well, show us some conviction. You say he's the face, not TJ. He's the face, not TJ Ford.
Man, TJ Ford ain't anybody's face.
Who was that again that made that?
You know, some guy named Finn. Like, it's like a scout, an anonymous NBA scout. So the Grizzlies.
That's a hater right there.
His career averages are 11.2 points a game, 5.8 assists.
Like, that's a Knicks scout,
bro. That is just depressing. If like there are actual people out there who think John Moran, I mean, more dynamic.
That's a Knicks scout's all happy about RJ.
How much more dynamic it would be? My follow up. Like, do you mean like a hell of a lot more dynamic, or just like a little bit more dynamic? But the point is, he is not TJ Ford. He's not TJ Ford, and he's going to be in Memphis here in about 4 days. So that'll be exciting.
I'm ready. You ready for the big watch party at the Bluff?
I'm ready for the big watch party.
I'm going to wear my white pants again.
Well, the lucky white pants.
I mean, it turns out Jaren Jackson, good pick.
Yeah.
I won't boo in them this year.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Unless they pick RJ.
That's growth. That is growth.
Okay.
But anyway, there you go. Huge weekend in the NBA as the Lakers and the Pelicans complete the blockbuster trade. We'll talk to Ryan McDonough about that at 12:25. Tiger Woods did not win the U.S. Open. Could this mean, could this in some strange way
where you're going.
Mean he will play in the WGC event in Memphis?
We need to start paying attention. Excited!
We'll break it down when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 presents the official Jason and John Memphis Draft Party on Thursday night, June 20th, from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Join 92.9's Jason and John and watch the NBA Draft at our Draft Party at the Bluff on Highland with Grizzly Bear Blues, SB Nation, and Joe Mullinax, along with I Love Memphis's Holly Whitfield. The 2019 NBA Draft Party at the Bluff on Highland on Thursday night, June 20th, with 92.9 FM, ESPN. Memphis' sports station.
There are few rites of spring more satisfying than the annual deep clean, but many homeowners fail to include their air conditioning system in this ritual. There are a lot of low-priced tune-up offers out there, but your air conditioning system is a big investment, so be sure you're trusting its maintenance to professionals, like Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning. Since 1970, we've been providing quality service at reasonable prices. Schedule your $95 precision air conditioning tune-up today at 365-4260 or visit us at landmarkheatingandair.com.
Become a 92.9 FM ESPN Locker Room Club member now. Sign up on our homepage at 92.9ESPN.com.
When you compare the Humana Gold Plus HMO plan with other plans, there's no comparison. That's because it's Tennessee's only 5 out of 5-star CMS-rated Medicare Advantage HMO plan. The only one. No other Medicare Advantage HMO plan in Tennessee received excellent ratings from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in all 5 categories, including managing chronic conditions, helping members stay healthy, and providing a great member experience. And there's no need to wait. You can switch out of your current plan and enroll in the Humana Gold Plus HMO H4661 anytime you want. Like right now, for instance. Find out why this Humana plan has no comparison. And make the switch by calling a licensed Humana sales agent at 1-800-526-5339 or visiting Humana.com. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO organization with a Medicare contract. Every year, Medicare evaluates plans based on a 5-star rating system. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Get the VIP treatment with today's perks deal. Half off concierge moving services from Black Tie Moving. Black Tie is a first-class relocation company that provides highly trained and clean-cut gentlemen to help you make the perfect move using the newest trucks, equipment, and technology. The team will keep you updated throughout the process so you know what to expect through every step of the process. And since Black Tie has an all-inclusive fee service, you'll never be surprised with hidden fees. Get your deal today at GetMyPerks.com.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Oh, yeah, just this one line, right? All right, here we go. Save money on car insurance when you... Huh? Oh, it's not? I thought that was the mic. This is the mic here. Okay. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Is that too close? Sorry. Well, I don't know where to stand. Nobody's told me where to stand.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
I've been around a long time, seeing a lot of gadgets show up that are supposed to make my job easier. Digital screwdrivers, hammer 2.0, the new improved nail, now with more pointiness. You know what really makes my job easier? Grainger. Easy reordering, easy inventory solutions, and easy to do business with every time. Gadgets come and go. You want reliability. You want Grainger. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Getting close to lunchtime. I can smell those fantastic wings now. They're done by Billy Richmond, the former Tiger basketball player. Now he's taking over the world with his wings. Party, whole, boneless, however you like your wings. They're going to be the best because they got the best premium flavors on them.
Yes, they do.
Slathered all over.
Oh, man. They got Honey Suicide, Garlic Sriracha, 901 Spicy Taco, Nashville Hot. That is just a few of the amazing flavors, best in the universe flavors that they offer at the Wing Guru.
$56.99 Mount Moriah. Or if you're on the north side of town, Bartlett, Raleigh area, 7199 Stage Road, a couple of great locations. Again, don't sleep on his gourmet burger. It is fantastic. In case you're not in the mood for wings, but you want a burger, Billy's got the best one in town. Jeff Calkin stands by it. When you see Billy Richmond, you tell him Jason and John sent you.
All right, so over the weekend, the U.S. Open took place. Tiger Woods was not ever really in contention for that. Which
tied for 21st. He had 6-9 on final day, if I'm not mistaken.
I won't lie to you. When somebody asks me about a golf tournament or brings up a golf tournament, my first and only question about that golf tournament is Tiger playing well in it? And if the answer is yes, oh, okay, I'll check it out.
Then you hit up your golf pro. Who's your guy?
Jimmy Dar.
Jimmy.
If the answer to that question is no, then I no longer care, and it matters absolute not to me. Just being honest with you. It doesn't matter
pretty
what
much the way we roll here.
The circumstance. I mean, I'm just going to be honest with you. Like, congrats to Gary Woodland and his family, but I couldn't give less of a damn, frankly, that he won the U.S.
How
Open.
Dare you,
I'm just being honest. Like, I don't. It's just not something that registers with me.
Well, that's it's one of the majors, and you should care.
But anyway, Tiger Woods. The main point is that Tiger Woods did not win the U.S. Open, and after that, he announced that he would not be playing again until the British Open, which, as you know, is right before the event that's taking place in Memphis.
Well, I want to make sure we get this factually correct. He said this weekend he's going to take some time, some family time from here.
Yes.
And this, according to the Tiger Tracker, when asked specifically if he's going to play before the British, he answered, I'll play at home. So just making sure.
Yes. I don't
know if he locked in or not, but we know he'll be in the British.
Yes.
And it's one of the majors.
Definitely.
And what we know
is
right after that is you got your Memphis tournament. We're all
WGC,
excited. The World Golf Championship.
Yeah,
we're
here.
All excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the week after, and today, everybody that was in between and before the British is riding in their local towns. Tiger Woods not coming. I think Minnesota's got one. Everybody else, Detroit's got one. I think, if I'm not mistaken, everybody's riding, not coming. John, I just have to wonder if he's gonna be off until the British Open, right? Mm-hmm. And we saw him have a layoff earlier this season when he goes and wins the Masters. He doesn't make the cut at the PGA. If he decides to play in the British Open, we all think he will, and he comes back after this long layoff, misses the cut, even if he makes it, he'll want to. You'd think, particularly if he misses the cut, John, you brought up that point this morning. Does that make him more likely the next week to want to play here in Memphis?
Well, I think, you know, initially, right, when I saw that tweet, my reaction was like, he's not playing in Memphis. But then you and I talked about it, and it actually probably increases the chances.
The layoff last time led to him missing the cut in a major.
Yeah.
Again, the layoff this time, if it leads to him missing the cut in the British, I just wonder again.
Yes.
You're coming off your family time already. You missed the cut. That competitive fire is going to be there.
Right.
You'd think again, and this is a big one with the World Golf Championship. You'd think maybe Tiger's layoff increases the chances that'll come here to Memphis. That's where I'm at. That's where you and I started talking about last night.
The question is, are we rooting for Tiger to miss the cut in the British? Is that what it boils down to? Like, is there a chance that he could play deep into the British Open? play into Sunday, and then still come to Memphis that next week for the, you know, is that a possibility? Because again, if you're taking what, the next month off or so,
right?
Like when playing at events, like you can just now because it's the British Open, like it's, you know, that's a, you know, that's a flight across the pond, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But you could justify, you know, playing in back-to-back events, especially. Everybody's always told me how massive this WGC event is, and he has
top
typically
50 in the world,
and he has typically played in it. When it was in Ohio, he has typically played in that event. So it would stand to reason that it's possible. I guess, you know, should we root for him to miss the cut?
I don't know if you're rooting for it to happen, but does it feel, at least today on June 17th, that if he missed the cut, it would increase your chances?
I think it would. It definitely would.
Yeah,
it definitely would, because it gives him a little bit of time to decompress. Obviously, take a flight back, have a somewhat normal schedule.
His health, right? How his body mm-hmm. feels is such a factor. And again, after the long layoff, this would be my concern. How's he feel after coming, John? If he makes it all the way through, does make the cut after those 4 days, how's that body feel in terms of getting on that flight, right, coming to Memphis and getting right back at it? That'd be the one thing. Again, you've had a layoff, you get back after it, 4 days golf, maybe you're sore, maybe that body, that Tiger body, you know, doesn't feel like going the next week.
Yeah.
But I'd have to think, man. We're on this because we're hopeful for Memphis. It's going to be a great event either way. The best event they've ever had here, quite frankly. Dustin Johnson's already committed. I mean, all the top guys you figure are going to be here. That said, yes, for John and I and the fringe, you know, not even the fringe golf fan mm-hmm. in terms of our classification, we just feel like it'd be absolutely huge if this thing can add Tiger Woods.
Like, let's just
like
be,
when have we had that big? You know yes. what I mean? In Memphis.
I mean, let's just
in terms
be
of sporting
honest
event.
About the situation. I mean, it's all
takes
about
it to another
Tiger.
Level. Takes it to another level.
It's all about the possibility of Tiger.
Well, to your point about that in golf, like I'm watching Koepka yesterday. He's going for three straight, John. He's trying to make history. U.S. Opens. And Brad, like I was talking, we laughed about it earlier, but he's doing his interviews afterwards. He come up short, Woodland holds him off,
mm-hmm.
and they call him Bruce. You know, Bruce Koepka.
That tells
and
you everything.
Here's a guy that's basically the white tiger. Like what he's doing right now at his age is historic,
yeah.
going for three straight opens, and they're getting his name wrong. So to your yeah. point, John, it still is to most of us, mm-hmm. Tiger and then golf. And mm-hmm. if Tiger's in, to us, well, that's when we'll watch. But to that point, yeah, and we've been waiting on the guy to take the baton for a long time. And for many golf fans, you know, Koepka's there, Dustin, all those guys. You like them, golf's gone on, all that stuff. But for us, and I think for the great many Memphians, man, it would take it to another level.
Over at ESPN.com, they wrote about Tiger's announcement. This is what
they
write.
Do they address it?
They do address Memphis very briefly at the end of the story. This is what Bob Herrig writes. Including the Open, Tiger Woods faces a heavy stretch to conclude the PGA Tour season. If he elects to play the WGC FedEx St. Jude Invitational in Memphis the week following the Open, he is facing five tournaments in 6 weeks, including the three FedEx Cup playoff events. Mm. So, you know, I just wonder, like,
could you see another scenario where he plays, takes a week off to get back into that?
Right. That would be a nightmare. And unfortunate for Memphis.
Or he's trying to rev it up again. You're taking this time off now.
You could go either way, right? Like that would. I could justify. I could talk myself into that, right? Like he's taking this time off, so he can't play five.
If you
six.
Are the, I'll put it this way, if you are the organizers of this Memphis event, mm-hmm. isn't this good news? The layoff for you.
You would absolutely much rather him do it now.
I would
than,
feel
you know,
like the yes, layoff is
yes,
good news.
For
I would
sure.
much rather him do it mm-hmm. now than later.
Yes,
obviously.
I would
like, let me get this out of my system
sign.
Now.
I would take
right.
it as a positive
yeah.
sign.
Too.
Now, the question is, I mean, just how big is it? Just how big is it if Tiger is in this thing? I mean, does it immediately jump to, like, you know, the lexicon of great sporting events that have ever happened? And maybe strip away sporting, just greatest events that have happened in Memphis.
Yes. Yes.
Brad says yes.
I say yes.
Well, keep in mind, and we always keep it real. This is a town that's, you know, for the most part, 65% African American. Tiger Woods out there, you're gonna have a lot more black folks out there interested
yeah.
in watching, including myself,
mm-hmm.
including myself. You know what I'm saying? So yes, so in terms of what it would be a storm,
yeah,
right,
yes.
of all of us out there, and,
yes.
and all of us out there to watch it, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, because we have to keep it. We have
when
to keep
we,
it. 100,
when have we had
right?
everybody? You know what
absolutely.
I'm saying?
That's yeah.
I'm just being real.
Yeah.
When
you gotta
we had,
keep it 100.
Right.
I mean. You're talking about one-offs,
yes.
like one night, one
yes.
day. I don't know, and this is what before. So
right.
you'd have to put Western Conference Finals in this,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep, that's up there.
You had a great one this morning. I want to steal it from you. There's one we often forget about.
Yeah, which is the Mike Tyson Lennox Lewis fight.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean, that was big.
We
for
had
Memphis
dude,
to
we
get
had
that.
T-shirts.
I mean, it was Mike Tyson.
It was
right?
absolutely. It was huge. Now the fight didn't really live up to.
Yeah,
it.
But it's not about that, right? But it's just all about of Mike it. Tyson being in Memphis.
Dude, the entire world had its much like this would be. The entire world had its eyes on Memphis for that fight. The build up to it was just as big as any other heavyweight fight in terms of around that time.
Yes.
And it was absolutely huge.
Yes. Also in 1966, the Beatles played at the Mid-South Coliseum.
Well, you got you went out of sports range there.
Yeah, but I mean that was a big event for Memphis, though. I mean, maybe we didn't necessarily realize it at the time, but now looking back, it's like holy crap! Like the Beatles played the Mid-South Coliseum, dog. Like, are you serious?
Are we putting 1-2 on this, or does that fit? Is that a slap in the face to?
No, I think one. Yeah.
I mean, for us, 1-2 was pretty darn big.
But like, is it like
again? It could literally be lower.
No, I'd say it's up there.
I'm gonna be honest with you though. Like,
does that say more about us?
Does it really? Yeah. Does Tiger Woods playing in Memphis really belong in that category?
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm asking the question honestly. Like, do you really think do you think Tiger in 2019 playing in a golf tournament in Memphis is on par with the Western Conference Finals, on par with the 1-2?
Be the first time, be the only time. Feels like.
I think if it's a good performance, it certainly is. And here's why. Like, he was in St. Louis for that PGA Championship last year. And because he came down to the final day in the final pairing, that ratcheted it from amazing to, like, legendary.
I mean like, what if he comes
your
here?
Your point
is
because of where he's at in his career.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
of
yeah,
it, is it still
cut.
As much of it? That I feel that, but I still think first time. You know what I'm saying?
There's
that,
a spectacle.
There's the
no
desire
question.
That we have had for years to have him here.
Yes.
There's all of that, and so I still think the excitement would be there. Would it be a little different because of where he's at this point of his career and in our convictions and doubts in him?
You know what I mean?
No question. I still think it'd be massive.
It would be.
Right up there with all the big stuff.
I'm not trying to undersell it, but there is also that possibility that he comes here and, like, just, you know, doesn't finish or misses the cut or whatever, and then you look up on Sunday. And
well, he's still. Let's not.
We need Tiger to contend also.
Yes.
Let's be honest about that.
21st? I mean, he had a 69 yesterday. This isn't broke down Tiger either that's struggling and his back's deteriorating either. You know, he's gotten through that phase. Is he the same guy? No. He's not the same guy as the early 2000s, obviously, but this is a better Tiger than what we were seeing a couple of years ago, John. So Tiger looks like he's got more good golf in him.
Yes. It would clearly, obviously, take the event to, you know, another level if he plays in it. There's no doubt about it. And the fact that he's taken the next month off or so.
But it does get busy after, you know. It doesn't just get busy here after British. It does. It gets busy with all those FedEx events.
Yeah, but you certainly would hope. You certainly would hope that, you know, he plays, and I believe we will be out there. We will be broadcasting the show live out at the at the event, WGC St. Jude FedEx St. Jude Invitational. So it will be a fun time. It will be a fun time for sure.
I've got people texting me that were at the Beatles at the Mid-South Coliseum. That
wow,
time. People
what,
are texting
what,
you or that
what
the
a performance?
Show?
Well, yeah, right now. What a performance that must have been, huh?
Yeah. Didn't the Rolling Stones play? At
they
the
played.
Coliseum?
No, they actually played at the Liberty Bowl. They did big
the
out. It was a massive outside concert.
What was that? Before we go to break, what was that weird fact you told me about the Beatles and a song and Anderson Cooper's mom?
Oh, Paul McCartney has a song called Miss Vanderbilt, and it was inspired by Anderson Cooper's mom, who passed away today.
Rolling Stones, July 4th, 1975, at the Liberty Bowl.
That's a big concert.
I'm getting a lot of people texting me.
Well, what is the Liberty Bowl? Is it the Mid-South Coliseum now?
No, this is the Rolling Stones show.
This is a Rolling Stones.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so
no,
this is
the
Mid-South. But if you look at the pictures, like if you Google it and you start looking at these pictures from this Rolling Stones concert, now this is in their prime, outside.
Jack,
Liberty
that,
Bowl is full.
With that tongue out.
Oh, yeah.
Can we get a concert at FedEx Forum, please? I'm not trying to blast anybody, but can we get one, please? When's the last good concert we had at FedEx Forum?
Bro, you know who you need to talk to.
Who?
Robert Parra, fool.
Man, I feel like we have the Foo Fighters every year. Like, okay, I've been there, done that. You know, Dave Matthews, okay. They come to Barbecue Fest. You know what I mean? So, like, that's...
Why don't we avoid all the red tape that literally goes with that and have it at the freaking Liberty Bowl?
Well, because now there is like
it's first right of refusal.
Exactly. Yeah, Graceland's in it with them too. Yeah, they're all competing.
Let up, Para.
Yeah, yeah, I mean,
good
like,
Lord.
Who's the last good concert at FedEx Forum? Like, who was the last?
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars.
He's huge. They're huge.
Yeah, okay. Bruno's
that qualifies.
He's
big.
Yeah, that's
worldwide.
Bruno's big.
Bruno, you cannot take a.
Yeah. Bruno, Bruno's big. Bruno's a nice.
Kiss. I went to the Kiss concert there. That was pretty big. It was like sold out.
I'm just saying, like, where are
Benin the? Benin was there too, wasn't he?
Jason.
Yeah,
Where are the Beatles? I mean, I'm pretty sure Kanye West played the Mid-South Coliseum, bro. Like, where are those acts now in Memphis? Where have they gone?
They keep flying, bro.
Huh?
They keep flying over.
They
got this thing on lockdown, bro.
All of them go to Nashville. I mean,
like
maybe
magnet.
That's the problem. Maybe like because they're already if they're going to play in Tennessee, it's going to be in Nashville at Bridgestone or something like that. That's hurt us. That is true. Nashville sort of
JT.
You know, well, JT comes here all the time. It doesn't.
It's still big.
It is, but it's not like he's
well, a great
from
many
Memphis.
Of you people.
He's from Memphis, so he has to play in Memphis. He's obligated to play in Memphis twice, actually, per tour. It's just the way it goes. But yeah, like Nashville's boom as a city is like, I feel like it's hard. I don't have studies to prove that, but I'm,
maybe that should be our cause.
Getting good concerts. No, last time we tried that, it went miserably.
No,
they didn't show.
I see what you're saying.
So I think we're getting out of that business, but I hope that someday, you know, the huge,
did you see just how I stared off in the, you were taking me back. Did you see the look on my face right there? You took me back to a bad time.
One day, maybe
we
during
do
this
the
summer,
30 for 30 on it.
Like, we will have to really, like, relive all of that.
Well, because it's coming up.
Yeah, it is.
And I already thought about it.
The one-year anniversary.
If somebody asked Penny, like, hey, well, how's this madness going to be this year? Man, I am walking out of the room. You understand that? I'm getting out of there.
Well, so,
now, we'll relive. We'll do it. We'll do the 30 for 30 on it.
It was a dark 24 hours. That night was really tough.
Yeah. You know? Not for you, fool.
I felt it, dude. I was looking at you from across the room. We were in the forum, and we were like, oh, the lights are dimming. They're all in suits. This means JT's coming out.
If I told you?
You're starting to believe, too, huh?
And then I looked at you, and then you looked at me, and then it was Derez and Deshaun. We're like, oh, God.
And just
this
Gary Parrish sitting there laughing.
Yeah, Gary Parrish would, like, look at me every 5 minutes and do, like, the throat slash. and then he did it on radio the next day for 2 hours.
Nobody was happier.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. One day we will relive this. But I think we've moved past it.
Until today.
I'm just saying.
My God.
No, never let go. Never let go.
We'll do the 30 for 30 on the anniversary.
I'm just saying, we're not going to get in the concert business. We're going to leave that to the others.
All right. That's safe and right. Devin Steele told me to stay out of this business.
Tiger Woods may or may not be playing in Memphis.
We hope so.
We
hope the chances have increased.
That's what we know. All right. We'll come back. Ryan McDonough going to join us at 12:25. We will talk to him about the deal that went down over the weekend. Talk a little draft with him. That'll take place at 12:25. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 presents the official Jason and John Memphis Draft Party on Thursday night, June 20th, from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Join 92.9's Jason and John and watch the NBA draft at our draft party at The Bluff on Highland with Grizzly Bear Blues, SB Nation, and Joe Mullinax, along with I Love Memphis's Holly Whitfield. The 2019 NBA Draft Party at The Bluff on Highland on Thursday night, June 20th, with 92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Until she went to Triumph Bank the other day, Naya had never set foot in a bank. Naya just graduated from Freedom Prep. She's been a big part of the inner city rugby program. Naya started making a little money from her job at Girls Inc., but she didn't even have a checking account. And that's where Triumph Bank stepped in to help. They set Naya up with a checking account and her very first debit card. They showed Naya how easy it is to do their online banking with their mobile app. Not only that, the folks at Triumph decided to work with Inner City Rugby to teach more young people like Naya about financial literacy so they can feel more confident and can start to build brighter financial futures for themselves. Naya is the first of dozens in the program who will benefit from Triumph's personal touch. You can benefit too, of course. Triumph offers that same personal touch to everyone who steps through their doors. So go to their website at triumphbank.com. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Hey guys, time to get ready for summer. Now, if you've done your part at the gym, it's time to let University Plastic Surgery Group help you with that little extra push. It's called Cool Sculpting. You can freeze away the fat with the world's number one non-invasive fat reduction procedure. University Plastic Surgery Group can help you achieve your workout goals because they're going to target the trouble areas. It's a 45 to 60 minute procedure. You can do it on your lunch hour. Keep your edge at work and look good this summer. Call 350-4858 or visit utuniversityplasticsurgeons.com today. today.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They are a local, family-owned and operated business that's been serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010, and they're known as the home of the free roof. They work with all insurance companies, and if you qualify for a new roof, you can get one with no out-of-pocket cost. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. By the way, Danny's looking to hire an additional salesperson, so if you're interested, give him a call, and if you want a free roofing inspection, again, just call 870-0186. That's 901-870-0186. Tell them Gary Parrish told you to call.
You and me, we take care of our cars. But do you follow Fram's rule of threes? Three filters to do the job right. Oil and air filters for improved engine performance. Cabin air filter for the air inside your car. Some rules are made to be broken, but this one is golden. So if you don't see Fram, don't expect to get the job done right. One easy rule, three great filters. Fram, filter out the nonsense.
Tired of opening your closet and never finding what you want to wear? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist. Someone who listens to what you love and delivers the best clothes for you right to your door. With Stitch Fix, you'll get to discover new styles, new brands, and new looks to fit your unique shape and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at StitchFix.com. Personal styling for women, men, and kids. StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture. That's where you know you're always going to save between 50 and 80% off mattresses and furniture every single day of the week. Our man, Michael Zellner, has been in the business for a long time, over 18 years, and it's through that time and through that experience that he's earned the trust of his customers, and it's why he's got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and why he's been voted Memphis Most Best Mattress Store for 4 years in a row by the Commercial Appeal.
It's because he's got everything, not just mattresses. He's got all the furniture in the world, can furnish your entire home if you like. And listen, don't forget about this discount, because I know you go there and you see the prices and they're better than any other mattress store in town, right? Already 50 to 80% off. This deeply discounted. You'll get that extra 10% off, and you mentioned you heard it on the Jason and John Show, for that matter, any show here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Michael Zellner's cool like that. Don't forget that extra 10%. They're located at 2790 Kirby Whitten Road at the corner of Summer Avenue, right next to Hollywood Feet, or you can visit them online. Check out the selection over at SleepyZZZS.com. Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner, where you never wake up on the wrong side of the bed, baby.
All right, so listen, we have never, ever in the history of this show pretended to be golf experts. We have been very open and honest and candid about that.
We are on this first, though.
Remember our Riverbend Links videos? I mean, you guys can go find those. Like, we have never pretended otherwise.
Love Clay.
But it turns out, not Travis.
Porter.
It turns out that the WGC events are no-cut events, which means that if Tiger Woods commits to that event, he is here.
He's all the way in.
Yeah, he is here. Whether he contends or not is a different question, obviously, but he will not miss a cut.
Currently
in
ranked fifth in the world, John.
Fifth.
One, two, three, four.
Fifth.
There you go.
Yeah, so he qualifies.
I mean, for us, golf segments, I think we've been pretty strong here, bro. We're the first ones on. It's because we can smell out the news. Mm. Yeah. Can smell out the A.
You sniff it out. Now, I got a tweet from a listener who we were talking about sort of where this would rank, right? Tiger playing in the Memphis event.
Yes, because I love this conversation. Greatest thing sporting events
we've had. Where would it? Now Jason ready to put it above the national championship game in 08. Jason ready to just say, you know, this means way more than anything else.
Well, that wasn't
ever
here.
Huh?
National championship game?
Yeah, but it's still a Memphis event, though.
Yeah, like, but it wasn't.
Memphis
was in
that
thing. Are we talking about events that happened in our
saying,
great
I
city?
I see what you're saying. I got you. Yeah. Joshua Bradley says, Tiger wins the WGC equals number one Memphis event. Now, if the caveat is it has to take place in Memphis, does Joshua Bradley have a case? Tiger Woods wins the WGC event. That would be the best and number one Memphis event ever.
Well, no one would work on the following Monday. because we'd all be out there.
No one would work on the following Monday.
You wouldn't be fit for work.
People work
if he's got the red shirt on Sunday and going to win this thing, John, and that all happens here, you'd have all of Memphis out there, and we'd nobody be fit for work because you'd be having such a good time.
If Tiger attends and wins the FedEx Invitational, he'd be number one. Is that the question?
I'll put it on
the
poll, too. He said if he wins, we would be on our—
If he plays, if he wins.
John would be on— this town be on its ear.
Now, are we saying—
what are we talking about
here? We're saying sporting events. We're going to keep it in— we're going to keep it sporting events.
Well, I keep getting texts about the dang Beatles. So, I mean, everybody's putting the Beatles up there as, like, the number one event. So, I don't know if we got to include all concerts here. But, I mean, sports. Tiger winning it?
Well, because Memphis, obviously, like, there aren't that many, like, you know, I mean, the boxing match, right? The Tigers, to the extent they've played in championships, it's been elsewhere. It's not been in, and they haven't won. They haven't won them. So, but it is an interesting and a fascinating conversation because Tiger's not a Memphian. You know, Tiger's not—
he used to come here. I think he's been here and do some first tee work back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, I'm sure we can find that somewhere. We can find an old commercial appeal archive.
But not, like, playing.
Yeah. So where are you on it? You think it's the number one Memphis event ever if it happens? You're saying people ain't going to work on Monday. We declare it. I mean, we do hand out keys to the city to jabronis all the time.
Well, we don't give them out as much anymore.
Well, I think Mayor Strickland has dialed back on that policy, thankfully. But are you saying it would be the number one event, sporting event in Memphis?
I think it'd be right there and rival this Beatles thing that everybody's still texting me about.
Knox
number one sporting event, definitely, and be right there with the greatest events ever.
Knox Greer says depends on who he beats down the stretch and how bad.
Well, I figure
does that matter to you, who he beats in this thing and how bad it is?
Well, if he's on some record pace, we're all going to still be out there.
And that's what happened in St. Louis last year. It was him and Bruce Koepka right down to the wire. Yeah, that helps.
Did you just say Bruce?
Did I say— I meant—
you did, bro.
This is the problem with
golf. Right now.
Sorry, I meant to say
Brooks. It's an honest mistake, and you just did what they did to the two-time defending U.S. Open champion.
I did say Bruce.
You absolutely said Bruce Koepka.
Matt Brooks.
You're
right, though.
Even golf fans don't even know the guy's name.
That's what we're talking about here.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, that is the underlying point. I guess
he's a machine. He's the Kawhi.
I guess in terms of things that have happened in Memphis, the only conversation would be the Western Conference Finals, like, because you got two games here. But
the whole world's watching.
It was a sweep, though.
I know, but the world's watching to see who comes out of it. And again, that's the way I quantify it. The world would be watching Tiger compete in this thing. The world always watches when Tiger's in. And if he's in contention.
Right.
And, John, you saying if he wins.
Yeah.
Brother, it absolutely goes to the top. It goes to the top.
Now, again, we're stipulating this is events that have happened in Memphis, not with a Memphis team. Because even though Memphis basketball lost in the championship game, you know, both times, you would still probably, if you took that qualification out, you'd still probably put those
in. Yeah, we're talking about in our great city.
Right, things that have actually happened in the city of Memphis, within our, our metro area. I think him winning, I mean, it'd be—
imagine the money
it'd pump in. I mean, it would be historic. It would, every time, in 2019, Tiger Woods played in the WGC event in Memphis, and he won that damn thing.
Now, this thing's already going to pump a ton. That's why we love it. That's why it's huge for Memphis already. We've already had we talked about, I don't know how many months ago it was, John, but we were saying this would be one of the biggest stories in sports in Memphis because, look, you're already going to have, for the most part, the top 50 golfers in the world, which means worldwide media attention, which means all these folks got to come in here, get these hotels. The impact, John, economically was already going to be big.
No doubt.
You put Tiger in it, it's like it's Zion-ish, you know what I mean, for what it will do for just for those few days. It will be reverberating around here. The place will be electric. I wish it would happen for our city. I do.
Yeah, Blake says y'all are forgetting the world's largest picnic table
that they built down for the— don't you remember? They built it down for the for May, for Memphis of May.
Memphis of May, yeah.
I don't remember.
Did you miss
that at
this?
All.
We got the Guinness Book. We got the
record. Yeah, we're number one in that.
How did you miss that?
That was pretty big, John.
Picnic
pretty
table?
Big. It was the biggest ever.
Is that true?
Yeah, largest table ever. It was long. And I just kept building it.
Just to show our range here.
That don't make no damn sense to me.
I'm just trying to get in the book.
Was that this year?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
How did you miss that?
Because I don't care about it.
Because
it
I find it interesting, I have another person tweeting at me that was at that Beatles concert. There was actually two shows, this person, Telly Futures says, an afternoon show and an evening show. I attended the afternoon show. The evening show had some problems. I think someone threw a cherry bomb onto the stage. I still have my ticket stub. Can you imagine somebody throwing a cherry bomb at the Beatles here?
Why y'all do this?
That's a bad thing. Yeah.
Why, I mean, come on. That's why they never came back.
And the chaos that must have ensued, if that is indeed a factual...
I think I remember reading that on the Wikipedia entry, actually.
That someone threw a cherry bomb up on
like,
stage.
Like a, that's yeah, a firework, okay. Right?
Yeah, old school.
Our
yeah.
picnic table was 1,332 feet long. We won that award and are now in the Guinness Book of Records as of May 25th.
That's awesome. That is the that makes me swell with pride.
That's not the number one, though, for you.
Yeah, no.
The regionals we've had here in the NCAA tournament, yeah, but I wouldn't put them. I hear you, and they were great for those fan bases, but again, did you have all of Memphis? No. Behind it, not necessarily.
Now the Tyson
but
fight,
I like where you went there.
The
though.
Tyson fight on its surface was absolutely
that's
huge.
What I'm telling you. The build up to it,
yes.
We had every local television station, included, forget on the national app, every local had a hub set up down there where you're doing your show from down there, John. It was absolutely the build up to that was huge, including old Les Smith was on that story back in the day. And yes, the fight didn't live up to all the billing, but the billing was worldly.
I mean, because Lennox Lewis. At that time, he was the unified WBC, IBF, IBO heavyweight champion.
I mean,
Lennox was at this point bigger than Mike, and Mike was the draw. You know, he was the former undisputed heavyweight champion. And so, yeah, this was that was a huge deal.
Mm-hmm. The world was watching.
To go back in time. Now, boxing, how popular was boxing in 2002? I mean, that would be the question that, boxing has obviously not been what it used to be.
It was popular that night, John.
It
was. Again, anything that had Tyson in it, and here he had an opportunity to, to sort of get back and get those belts back.
I go through a list of celebrities that were here for this fight?
I want to tell you that...
there were a lot, weren't there?
Oh, my God.
It's the biggest of the big.
The one that stood, didn't they... It is.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.